This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. We've had Alex on in the last hour talking about what is really at stake here, and that is nothing less than the collapse of America into a North American Union. And, of course, we're going to be joined in the third hour by Dr. Jerome Corsi, who realizes this as well. Unfortunately, it appears that only InfoWars and WorldNet Daily have really picked up on the blatant comments from General Petraeus and Nancy Pelosi, essentially taking the mask off. And if you're not concerned about this issue, you need to understand that this is something they've been gaming for quite some time, a collapse of the American economy so that out of that chaos and out of that collapse, they can build their new world order. This goes back. This is bipartisan as well. This is something that was being planned by Oliver North under Rex 84. They talked about different conditions under which they would do this, where they would bring in military law and martial law. Now we have the NDAA. Does that concern you that they've actually codified into law that the military can arrest people, not tell anyone, not give you any due process, hold you indefinitely, do whatever they wish to you? That is part of the legal structure that has been set up by Republicans as well as Democrats. Now, Obama gets a lot of blame for the NDAA, and he should. He's been a tremendous hypocrite on this. He came in, told much of his base that cares about civil liberties, that he was going to be someone who was transparent, who was going to stand up for that. And yet his record has been horrendous on that. But he is doing exactly what was done with NAFTA. Just as General Petraeus pointed out, 20 years ago, they enacted the statutes. They essentially created NAFTA then. But they were very wise about how they gradually rolled this out. They didn't have the borders collapse at that point in time. They didn't incentivize massive, uncontrolled immigration that the country cannot support at that time. No, they waited a while for it. And now they are making it a fact. That's what we're going to be talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi about. We're also going to be joined by Jakari Jackson in Murrieta, California. This is the place where people have stood up and said, we don't like what's being done to our country. Isn't it interesting that an organization created out of the lies about 9/11, Homeland Security, is now the organization that is collapsing the homeland, that has essentially erased the borders of the homeland, and yet still continues to harass people even to an even greater degree at the airports, stepping up new little harassments. Make sure that your phones are charged because we're not going to let you take your phones in if they don't have a charge. We're going to throw them away or confiscate them. Continually harassing people within the borders as they completely erase the borders. Same organization, Homeland Security. We're also going to be talking about some NSA issues, of course, because now we see that tyranny is coming out of the closet. We've got the NSA essentially channeling J. Edgar Hoover. And we're going to talk about that in historical context, as well as what we just learned from the latest rounds of Snowden leaks. We're also going to talk about Agenda 21 and how that's being rolled out in Obama's new highway program. Of course, they love to talk about sustainability. How do you get sustainability with completely open borders? They're not concerned about sustainability, either environmental or economic. They want to bring the country down. As we pointed out earlier, we've got an article up on InfoWars.com. A source says that Obama is giving Murrieta area immigration and custom enforcement employees temporary paid leave. And as Paul Joseph Watson points out, this is Cloward and Piven strategy in full swing. And, of course, those are two sociologists who about 50 years ago said that in order to enact their socialist utopian state, they needed to first collapse the U.S. economy. And the way to do that was with a massively expanding welfare state. And the way that they wanted to do it was through the Democrat Party. Very clear plan. We now see that being put into place. We now see NAFTA being put into place. The New World Order is bringing this together, and we're going to be covering this from Murrieta with Jakari Jackson, and we're going to be covering it from a larger perspective with Jerome Corsi. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We're going to be joined at the bottom of this hour with Jakari Jackson, who is in Murrieta, California. And if you've been covering the implosion of our borders, you know that there's something very different going on there. We have the citizens of that area who are standing up to this. They see the government standing down. They see Obama putting ICE agents on temporary paid leave, telling them, we'll continue to pay you, just don't do anything about controlling immigration. They don't want it to be controlled. And many people are asking, this is a story on Infowars.com from Michael Schneider, why is Obama encouraging illegal immigration when we can't take care of millions of our own citizens? In particular, the VA situation. We've got 57,000 veterans still waiting for their first appointment, according to the Daily Caller. We've got in just one VA alone in Phoenix, we've got 1,400 to 1,600 people put on an imaginary waiting list, a waiting list that they were not going to get seen. They were lied to. They were told that they were going to get something and they didn't get it. That should be a warning for the people who are coming into this country. That should be a warning for all Americans how government is lying to us. But, of course, we've sent our InfoWars crew out there because the way the mainstream media is covering these protests out there, and essentially what they're trying to do is make the pro-illegal immigration protesters, they're ignoring what these agitators are doing. And Paul Joseph Watson put up a story yesterday that essentially showed a video that looked like the people that were being arrested were all pro-illegal immigration supporters who identified themselves as anarcho-communists. But the media has portrayed this as if it is the citizens who are protesting what is being done. And, of course, it is a Cloward and Piven strategy. The White House is asking for another $3.8 billion just to maintain this emergency situation that they have created. They always use the crisis, and as Nancy Pelosi said, we should view this as an opportunity, and she certainly does. She uses everything that they manufacture as an opportunity to make the government bigger. But let's just take a look at what's going on in California. We've got long wait times in California as emergency rooms blaming this on Obamacare, and yet what will happen when we import uncontrolled numbers of people into this country that don't have any means to provide for themselves? Many of these people, unaccompanied minors. Well, there's already tuberculosis spreading at the camps. This is being reported by Fox News. They say that although a rosy picture is being portrayed by NPR, by most of the mainstream media, even by the Department of Health and Human Services, the people that they have talked to at the camps, people who are nurses, say that there are many children who are showing classic tuberculosis symptoms, spitting up blood, a constant cough, and chest pain. What is going to happen as these people come onto the rolls of the unsustainable welfare state that is being created in this country? And, of course, this is all about the dreams of the children, as Obama likes to put it. You know, we had an American dream once. What was that dream? That was a dream to own your own home. The federal government incentivized that dream. They gave people tax credits so that they would go into debt to get a mortgage on their homes. How did that work out for Americans? How did that work out, that American dream, when we all got into debt with the bankers and then we go through a pump and dump strategy? Many, many thousands of people, tens of thousands of people have lost their homes. Many more will continue to do so. But of course, the banks were made whole. The banks came out smelling like a rose. Their losses were recouped. They said that they needed it because they didn't want massive unrest. They needed to be paid off with the TARP program, or there was going to be riots in the street. And yet they didn't help anybody with these mortgages. They kept all the money themselves. Now we've got the DREAM Act, and we should think about how he pumped and dumped properties and think about the massive number of people that are being coming in. This is a pump and dump of people, essentially. And again, it's Cloward and Piven strategy. But there's something else going on here, too. And that is reckless endangerment of children. So many people want to say, you just need to back off. In Dallas, the mainstream media up there, in terms of reporting what was going to be happening as people were being brought into Dallas area, we had a judge go around the neighborhood telling people, you can speak, you can protest, but you need to do it within the law. Well, they have proscribed that so tightly in Dallas that there is no free speech, no protest there. We've seen that with the George Bush Library. We've seen that when InfoWars and Alex Jones went to Dallas around the JFK 50th anniversary celebration. They don't like protests. They don't like the First Amendment, frankly. And when a judge goes around door to door telling people, don't exercise your free speech, essentially. If you do so, you have to do it within the law. Well, you know, the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law. There shouldn't be any laws on our fundamental rights to protest, to address our grievances to the government. And we have a very real grievance when we are being treated like slaves in this country, as the borders are being opened up and we're opening our wallets, or we should say our debt, to anyone who wants to come into this country. But as they were reporting on that, they had a quote from someone there who says, hey, you're grown-ups. Don't protest kids. This isn't simply about the children. Of course, the thing that initiated this was Obama's DREAM Act. That was 2 years ago. And that was being portrayed as they were going to help the children who were already here. But now the message has gone out that this is proactive. For anyone who wants to come into the country now or in the future, they will get these benefits. And it's not just for children. It's for those up to the age of 31. But there are a tremendous number of children who are coming in. What is happening to those children? You know, we just had a story that came out of Georgia where a child died in a hot car. He was locked up in a hot car, got up to 88 degrees, maybe to the low 90s. This child died. They're bringing murder charges against the parents. Why do we do that? Why do we compound those types of legal actions on parents who have just lost a child? Well, there's a good reason for that. We want to make an example of them. We don't want people recklessly endangering children. We want to get the message out that this is not the way you treat children. Even dogs. Sometimes there's criminal charges brought up when people leave their dogs in hot cars and let these dogs die. Yet, Obama is incentivizing people to send or to bring their children through some of the most dangerous areas in the world. To come up through Central and South America, to run up against the drug gangs, against the human trafficking gangs. He's incentivizing that with his welfare state. He's encouraging it with his laws. That's what's changed. It's not the economic conditions in those countries. It's the incentives that Obama is offering. It's Obama who is recklessly endangering the children. Look at this story that was up on Drudge Report today from National Review Online. HHS will, quote, muzzle the media during a tour of immigrant child housing. Now, they put out rules, and this is in Oklahoma, where we've already seen a congressman, Jim Bridenstine, try to get in to see what's happening to the children. He's concerned about their welfare, and rightfully so, because he knows the history of human trafficking. He's been involved in trying to shut that down in the past. He wants to know who brought these children who are unaccompanied minors, so to speak. How did they get across this continent? Who are they being turned over to? He wanted to get in and talk to them. Of course, he was turned away even though he was a congressman. And they're telling journalists, don't talk to these children. We're going to let you in, but it's going to be a very controlled situation. Listen to the way they're going to control it. They'll let journalists go into the military facility, but only if the media promises not to record anything. If they promise not to ask any questions during the tour and not talk to any of the staff members or the children. Now, Jim Bridenstine said, this is a violation of the First Amendment. It's not transparency. HHS is trying to muzzle the media and hide the human tragedy that has resulted directly from the administration's failure to enforce the law. It's not compassion. This is a human tragedy. This is a crisis that is being manufactured so that they can use it as an opportunity to grow the government while they collapse the economy. It's all about NAFTA. We're going to be talking to Dr. Jerome Corsi in the next hour about what Petraeus has said, what Pelosi has said, that essentially America is finished. This is now North America. We don't have two different countries. We happen to have one community with a border that just happens to run through it. But going back to this HHS situation, no recording devices, no questions allowed, no interacting with the staff, and they will take questions, but only after the fact. This is what we see everywhere we go now. Everywhere InfoWars reporters go, we see this kind of total crackdown on information. No information is allowed out, and it doesn't matter whether it's this immigration strategy or something else, but they don't want to talk to anybody. They don't want anybody reporting on what they are doing. You know, if they were really concerned about the welfare of the children, they wouldn't mind if people talked to them, asked them if they were doing okay. Doesn't this have kind of a creepy deja vu feeling about it? It certainly does to me. I remember when Saddam Hussein, in that crazy PR gimmick that he had some children sitting on his lap. Do you remember that? Remember how awkward he looked? Remember how the children were kind of looking around, scared to death, and he's kind of laughing, oh, yes, everything is okay. That's essentially what Health and Human Services is doing. And nobody is allowed to talk to these children to see if they're okay, to ask them questions, to look into their health. But we have reports that there are many children who are getting sick. We have reports that those who are taking care of them are getting sick. And, of course, they're trying to shut down what is happening in Murrieta and Dallas, trying to do that proactively. At the same time, we've got a general who is saying that we need to go to the borders, that this is an existential threat to America. This is an existential threat to America. He's right about that. But that is the wrong strategy to take. That is something that the government has been planning for quite some time. We covered this on the InfoWars Nightly News last night. We talked about how the Endgame program that Homeland Security had put out, that was something that exactly matched the same situation they're creating right now. They create a crisis, and the left wants to address it with a welfare state. They create a crisis, and the right wants to address it with a warfare state. We don't need martial law. We need to stop the war on drugs that's destroying those countries, and we'll bring that violence to America. We're going to be right back with Jakari Jackson from Murrieta, California. Stay with us.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed, and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I am David Knight in Austin. We're going to be joined later in the show with Jakari Jackson, who is in Murrieta, California. That's a place where there's been a lot of protests going back and forth between pro-immigration and anti-immigration forces there. I shouldn't say anti-immigration. They're not against immigration. They're against illegal immigration. They're against open borders. They're against sending ICE agents home on paid leave. They're against spending $4 billion to take care of children just at the border right now. That's not talking about their education, not talking about their welfare. Where are they going to live? These unaccompanied minors that Obama is encouraging parents to recklessly endanger, sending them through this dangerous journey into America where we don't know where they're coming from. We don't know who brought them here. We don't know who they're being released to. And when congressmen try to find out about it, they're shut down by the federal government. Now, there's a lot going on in California. One of the things that's happening there, of course, is that an appeals court has just ruled that immigrant dreamers can get driver's licenses. Now, remember that the dreamers are people that go up to 31 years of age. They're given essentially amnesty. And it's not just amnesty for people who are already here. It's for anybody who comes here now or at any time in the future, apparently. And so they're going to give them driver's licenses just one step away from getting a voter ID. This is about not only collapsing America, but, of course, rebuilding the socialist state that they want. That's the other part of it. The other part of that is to, once you collapse us economically, to make sure that they've got a massive voter block that is here in place. And Louis Gohmert from Texas had this nailed. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I don't know. It's been clear that he is about winning at all costs. He doesn't matter what has to be. He doesn't care what has to be said. He doesn't care who gets hurt. He doesn't care what promises get broken, as Ed Klein revealed in his book here recently. You make whatever promises you've got to, but in the end, they have said they want to turn Texas blue, they want to turn America blue. And if you bring in hundreds of thousands or millions of people and give them the ability to vote and tell them, as some Kiko Canseco said, he had illegals in his district that were told, if you want to keep getting the benefits, you have to go vote. And President Obama's lawyer is not going to allow them to ask for an ID, so go vote or you're going to lose your benefits you're getting now.
That's exactly like Pork Barrel Projects. You know where that comes from, of course. Now, Pork Barrel Projects are when a congressman essentially bribes people in his district by saying, look at the money that I brought home. Well, originally where that came from was the plantation slave owners would essentially put out pork barrels for their slaves to encourage them to do what they wanted. Now we've got essentially gerrymandering by illegal immigration. Of course, they're giving them driver's licenses. We see that in Charlotte, not just in California, they're giving proposed city IDs. This is something that's causing a lot of stir back in North Carolina. And in the article, they point out that there's several California cities, Oakland, Richmond, San Francisco, that are giving out IDs to people who are here illegally. Also joined by Washington, D.C., and, of course, New York City. New York City is even spending $8.5 million in its first year and then going to take it down to over $5.5 million in subsequent years to provide IDs to people who are here illegally, flaunting the rules. As Joe Biggs pointed out, he's known many people who fought and died because they wanted to get citizenship. That was the condition to citizenship. We know many people who have waited for decades to try to get in from other countries. And yet, we're told that we're not compassionate if we don't just open up the borders and let these people in, that we're somehow racist. Well, look at what Jerry Brown, current governor of California, said back in 1975. He said, don't dump Vietnamese refugees on California. That's right. He said, in 75, he tried to stop planes that were carrying refugees from landing in Travis Air Force Base near Sacramento. And also, Joe Biden said, the White House has not informed Congress adequately about the number of refugees. Now, of course, Joe Biden was a senator at that time. George McGovern told Newsweek, I think the Vietnamese are better off in Vietnam. But now, Governor Jerry Brown signs this legislation that gives driver's licenses to people who are here illegally. It will be very easy to make that next step to turn them into voters. Just as Louis Gohmert said, this is about turning the country blue. It's about collapsing the country economically. A population bomb is going to be just as devastating to the United States as if it were a suitcase nuke. And, of course, there's always, with totally open borders, there's a possibility that you could have a suitcase nuke, not only just a population bomb, but you could also have a pandemic. As we reported earlier, there are now signs that many people are reporting that there's tuberculosis among the children in these areas that they're taking care of. But, of course, they don't want you talking to or examining the children. They don't have the children's best interest at heart. If they did, they would allow people to ask them who they're being turned over to. They would allow independent third parties to look after their health. They're keeping it very secret for a reason. We'll be right back with Jakari Jackson and Jerome Corsi. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. I'm going to be joined in the next hour with Jakari Jackson, who's in Murrieta, California, at the site of these protests against the collapsed borders that are happening there. And, of course, it just broke in the news today that Obama is giving paid leave to the ICE agents in that area. Told them, just go away. We'll keep paying you. Just don't do anything. If that isn't clear that this is about a planned takedown of the borders, I don't know what is. But we're going to have updates on what's going on there as they talk to people in the area. And I guess we kind of need to ask ourselves, why is it that the mass of the population is not really catching on to what's going on? What we have going on here is we've got a collapse at the border. It'll be an economic collapse. We also have a plan to make the country essentially blue. They want to bring in people that they can rebuild their socialist state with. So that's the other aspect of it. But then there's a third aspect of it, and that's who we're going to be talking to in the next hour as well, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Both he and I have talked about how Petraeus and Pelosi have said this is part of NAFTA. NAFTA was passed 20 years ago, as Petraeus pointed out, and now it is going to be made an accomplished fact. The North American Union is what comes after North America. When he made that statement, when that was part of the question that was coming up on the discussion panel, as a UK paper was live blogging it, the guy said, the question is, what comes after America? And he goes, I didn't really know America is dead. That's right. Most Americans don't know that either because they're not paying attention. There's an article that came up yesterday, Steve Watson on InfoWars. A study says that people would rather electrocute themselves than think for 15 minutes alone. 15 minutes without some kind of stimulus, without watching moving pictures on television, without listening to something, was driving them to such a state of distraction that they would rather shock themselves. And it was a significant shock. When they applied this to the people initially, it was unpleasant enough that they said they would pay $5 not to have it happen again. And yet, many of those people did it to themselves because they could not stand to be alone with their thoughts, to think about what's going on in their lives, in their family, in their country, whatever. That, I think, is really the problem that is at the bottom of this. We're going to take your calls. I want to put this out here. The 800 number is 800-259-9231. I want to take calls from law enforcement and people who are in relief agencies. I want to hear from you as to what you're seeing here as this border collapses. Again, that's law enforcement and relief agents. That's 800-259-9231. Before I take your calls, however, I want to tell you that this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. It's delicious, nutritious, and it prepares in minutes. Patriot Pantry offers amazing variety, great taste, and is packaged to last up to 25 years. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today to experience their top-rated customer service, top-quality products, incredibly reasonable prices, the products you need, the service you expect, the price you can afford. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today or call 1-800-1866-229-0927. That number again is 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Before I go to your calls on immigration, I wanted to cover one other thing that's come out in the last couple of days, because the surveillance state, the ever-present surveillance state, is one of the things that puts us in ever-present danger. And, of course, as we reflect on the fact that they passed NAFTA 20 years ago, but they let it just simmer there, simmer in people's minds before they made it an accomplished fact, we should be very, very concerned about what's going on with the NSA. This is something that's been going on for quite a long time. Alex has been talking to people about this for quite a long time, but now we see a lot of information coming out about it. Is this really preparing people for the coming crackdown? Are we going to see something analogous to what's happening with the border collapse, with the establishment of NAFTA as a fact? Are we going to see that they're going to use this in new and novel ways? Oh, of course, we've already had the NDA pass. We've already had them say that they believe that the entire world, including America, is at a state of war, and so the U.S. military can drag anybody off the street without telling anyone. They can hold you indefinitely, no trial, no due process, and no information about where you went. Essentially like Argentina. Do you remember the disappeared in Argentina? Do you remember that military junta there? It just picked people up and they just disappeared. Women were showing up to protest in tears about where their husbands were, where their sons were. And, of course, later they found out they were just putting them in helicopters and flying them out over the ocean and shoving them out of the helicopters. This is something we need to always be concerned about. But look at the latest revelation from the NSA. Of course, this is an article that came up yesterday. What your startlingly intimate voyeuristic NSA file looks like. A few days ago, we asked a simple rhetorical question. Are you being targeted by the NSA? Well, let's take a look at some of the information that they're collecting on people. According to the Washington Post, files on intercepted Americans have a startlingly intimate, even voyeuristic quality. They tell stories of love and heartbreak, of illicit sexual liaisons, of mental health crises, of political and religious conversions, financial anxieties, disappointed hopes. Listen to some of the voyeuristic stuff that they're collecting. They get resumes from job hunters, academic transcripts of school children, You have a young girl in a religious dress in front of a mosque, or scores of pictures that show infants and toddlers in bathtubs or on swings, sprawled on their backs, being kissed by their mothers. In some photos, men show off their physiques. In others, women model lingerie, leaning suggestively into the web camera or posing risque poses in shorts and bikini tops. This is what the NSA is collecting. It's not your metadata. It's not your PIN data. They're collecting everything. And, of course, what are they doing with that? Are they blackmailing powerful men? Are they blackmailing Supreme Court justices and others? You know, there was a story a few years ago about J. Edgar Hoover on The Guardian as the movie from Clint Eastwood came out. And they had an interesting quote from Harry Truman. He wrote about J. Edgar Hoover, and he said, "We don't want Gestapo or secret police. The FBI is tending in that direction. They're dabbling in sex life scandals and just plain blackmail. J. Edgar Hoover would give his right eye to take over, and all congressmen and senators are afraid of him." And I would add, presidents as well. Obviously, Truman was afraid of him as well. When we look at this, we need to understand with these NSA leaks, we need to understand the power that the NSA has. We need to understand how that kind of power has corrupted men like J. Edgar Hoover, or how I should say it draws men of the nature of J. Edgar Hoover into that position when that power is there. You know, tyranny is literally coming out of the closet. We've got the NSA now essentially channeling J. Edgar Hoover and the way that he blackmailed people. I think that is a large part of why the Supreme Court essentially reversed its trends and with a 9-0 decision last week said, no, the police must have a search warrant in order to look at people's cell phones. I wouldn't be surprised at all, and I've said many times that I believe Chief Justice Roberts was blackmailed when he wrote both sides of the Obamacare case, when he sided in a slim 5-4 majority saying that, yes, Obamacare was constitutional. It's not constitutional to mandate that kind of thing to anybody. I don't care if they call it a tax or anything else. They cannot mandate that you buy health care. That's not constitutional. They don't have the power. Under the 9th and 10th Amendment, says that they haven't been explicitly given powers, then they don't have those powers. And yet we see people very selectively kicking back against it. We have an article up on Infowars.com today. Rick Warren joins leaders who are seeking religious exemptions on LGBT orders. That's right. Freedom for him, freedom for me, not for thee, essentially. This is what we see over and over again. People with a very narrow perspective who don't stand up for individual rights unless it affects them. That's what we've seen from far too many church leaders. You know, I was looking at some comments the other day. I don't remember if it was on the website or it was on YouTube. And somebody said, you know, I'm just fine. I know Jesus, and I don't really worry about any of this stuff. And my response to that was, really? Really? You don't worry about what's happening to anyone else? You don't want to defend what's happening to your children? You don't want to protect them against a burgeoning police state? You don't want people spying on them? You don't have any compassion about that sort of thing? That's where the compassion needs to come from. The compassion is not creating a crisis in another country and then enticing people to endanger their children to come into this country. That's not compassion. Compassion is standing up for people in both countries and taking down the injustice that's there. If that's the way you feel, I really think you need to go back and check your religion. Is that really what Jesus called you to? I don't really know. Now, one piece of helpful news that we've seen come out of California, we see them opening up the gates to driver's licenses for people who are here illegally. And, of course, as I pointed out in the last segment, it's a very different story from Governor Brown now than it was back in 1975 when he didn't want any Vietnamese immigrants in. Maybe it was because those people tended to vote Republican. Maybe that's what it's really about. I think it is. You know, for the longest time, they've been gerrymandering with computers, picking voters here and there, jumping across roads to select the voters that they wanted in which districts. Now they're just going to massively import them so that after they collapse the economy, they will have a Democratic majority to do whatever they wish. But there is one good bit of good news that came out of California, and that is the California Assembly has voted unanimously to turn off resources to the NSA. This is a strategy that comes from the 10th Amendment Center has put together this offnow.org, and they point out that the California Assembly Public Safety Committee voted unanimously to approve a bipartisan bill which creates a mechanism to turn off all material support and assistance. They call it the Fourth Amendment Protection Act, and they said that it passed the state Senate last month by a vote of 29-1. That's pretty good. Now, if it's signed into law, it would ban the state from participating in or providing material support or resources to any federal agent engaged in the illegal and unconstitutional collection of electronic data or metadata without consent of any person not based on a warrant that particularly describes that person, place, or thing to be searched or seized. In other words, it repeats the Fourth Amendment, but it has teeth in it. It pulls off the supply to the NSA, and we just had, if you're watching on video, we just had a clip up there of the protest that happened last week. There you can see the balloon. A very encouraging aspect of that was that you had Greenpeace, EFF, as well as the 10th Amendment Center, people coming from different perspectives and different issues, understanding that if we don't have a free society, then we have lost everything. We have lost on all of these issues. And, of course, the 10th Amendment Center has put out this strategy. They've been trying to get people in Utah to pick this up because the massive data collection center there that is in Utah is using so much electricity and so much water that it's equivalent to a medium-sized city out there. And that was where they first started this idea. Now that's been picked up by the California legislature. And that's a very, very positive sign. So we'll see what happens with that. Going back to this NSA thing, though, there was an interesting article from Connor Friedersdorf, who writes for The Atlantic. And, of course, he was saying that this latest Snowden leak, in terms of the detail at which they're keeping these pictures and records of people, really should be devastating to people who are defending the NSA. And one of the things that he tweeted out, he said, imagine that John Edwards would have been elected without being caught in an affair and then told about the NSA data collection. Would he have crossed the NSA? Good question. That's the danger. There's a huge danger that we have in terms of our entire government being taken over, just as Harry Truman was saying, J. Edgar Hoover wanted to run the entire government. And you could argue that effectively he did, because he had senators and congressmen and presidents who feared him, who feared his power to destroy. And, of course, it has now come out in later years that he used that power quite a bit. And he was also incredibly racist. That's also come out in the memoirs that have surfaced from J. Edgar Hoover. But the question is, why do we allow that kind of power to be concentrated in the first place? That's the real problem with the NSA. When we go back and we look at people like J. Edgar Hoover, we have to realize that we don't just have an individual like J. Edgar Hoover. We have a Republican as well as a Democrat Congress that has now on three occasions passed the NDAA Act. They have now on three occasions said that they're not going to give Americans any due process, that they can be disappeared off the streets. That is what is so concerning about this collapse of the border, especially when you go back and you look at the documentaries that Alex Jones put out 7 years ago about Endgame, talking about how they were strategizing, collapsing the country by collapsing the borders, using that to create martial law. And so the question is, what, if anything, can we do about this? Can we even impeach Obama? Well, that appears to be what a lot of us would like to see happen, but now we're getting a lot of signs from the GOP that they have absolutely no intention of doing that. We see an article from Pat Buchanan where he's talking about impeachment being a bridge too far, and of course he's pushing a new book that he wrote on the Nixon administration. Pat Buchanan was part of the Nixon administration, and he says we need to understand that this is something we should stop. We should stop all talk about impeaching Obama. He says, Bill Clinton, the impeachers had a solid case of perjury. He said, with Richard Nixon, they had a preponderance of evidence that at least for a time, he had sought to obstruct justice in the investigation of the Watergate break-in. But then he goes on to say, yet there is no evidence that Obama knew of the IRS plot to delay and deny tax exemptions to Tea Party groups. Well, that's simply not true. There have been connections that are essentially circumstantial, but it's not whether or not he knew that. It's whether or not he covered it up, just like Nixon. Nixon was not impeached because he did a burglary break-in. He was impeached because he covered that up. He was impeached because his Justice Department hid information from Congress, refused to turn over information to them. When you do that, you become an accessory to the fact. But what about Benghazi? What about Fast and Furious? It's not just the IRS scandals. The scope, the breadth, and the depth of what Obama is doing is far worse than what Nixon did. And so it's amazing to me that he would give a pass to them, and yet it's not just Pat Buchanan. We hear this from many GOP leaders. We see that Michael Steele said, I don't see a passion for impeachment, quite honestly. It obscures the issues that we want to talk about. And he says, I don't think Boehner or McConnell, those would be the leaders of the House and the Senate minority leader of the GOP, want to dance on that pin. People remember 1998. He said, the Tea Party even says you have to learn a lesson from Clinton's impeachment. I think the lesson that these guys need to learn is they need to do the right thing, even if they're not going to win. We need to tell them that there's going to be a penalty for this. They're going to have a price to pay. But we need to push to get this done. Of course, there's going to be people to take Obama's place. There's a gazillion people like Obama. He's just a figurehead. We need to restore the rule of law. We need to stand on principle. And if the Republican leadership won't do it, we need different Republicans.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Moan Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
to the Alex Jones Show on this July 8th, 2014. Of course, we've been talking about the border collapse, and we're going to continue to talk about that. We're also going to take your calls if you want to weigh in and give us your perspective on what's going on with that. And, of course, there's many different aspects to it. It's not just a border collapse. What's going to follow is an economic collapse because, of course, this kind of massive open border immigration is not sustainable. It's not sustainable economically. It's not even sustainable environmentally. But then what is going to take its place? Well, we already see in California that they are giving driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. They are very close to giving them voter registration. As a matter of fact, there's been a lot of reports, as Louis Gohmert in Texas said, of illegal voting in elections. It's very easy to do that if you've got ID. And, of course, they're going out of their way to give them ID. But the larger picture of this is the collapse of America, the destruction of America. As General Petraeus said, what comes after America? That's easy. North America. This has been going on, he said, for 20 years. We've had NAFTA. And so we're going to talk to Dr. Jerome Corsi in the next hour. We also have the InfoWars team on the ground in California. They're talking to both pro and pro-illegal immigration people, as well as those who want to see immigration handled in a legal and controlled manner. That is not what Obama wants to see. Obama has given ICE agents a leave of absence, a temporary paid leave of absence in the area right now where we have the InfoWars crew. That's Murrieta, California, where there's been a conflict between local residents and immigration there. And so he's given the immigration officers there just, take a break. I'll still pay you, but I don't want you to do anything to patrol our borders. Now, of course, the number to call in, if you want to weigh in on this, we're going to be taking calls, is 800-259-9231. A lot happened this last weekend. We had in Chicago, for example, 82 people shot, 14 dead over the weekend. Starting to sound like Central and South America. And there's a reason for that. It's not just that people possess guns. It's that we have a drug war. Remember when you had gangs shooting each other in the street with fully automatic Tommy guns, riding on the sides of cars, the original drive-by shootings? Yeah, that was during alcohol prohibition, wasn't it? As we've reported many times and interviewed people who were law enforcement, judges, prosecutors who have worked on the war on drugs, this is something that is still going on in Chicago. As a LEAP spokesman, Jim Gerock, who was a prosecutor in Cook County, told us 80% of the shootings in Chicago are related to drugs and drug gangs. But here's one example that came up yesterday. A veteran with concealed carry permit shot back at a Chicago gunman. This is an article from the Daily Caller. And of these 82 shootings, two of the people that were shot were in this particular incident. It was a couple of different groups, and one group came out, and a lady saw a bottle in a car and asked the other people if they would remove it. An argument ensued. One of the guys from the other group goes into his house, comes back with a gun, and shoots the lady a couple of times in the back. Two other people in his group pull out guns and start shooting. Now, here's where it was different this year than it would have been last year. There was a veteran with a concealed carry permit in Chicago. In Chicago, the last state to allow concealed carry permits, Chicago. He shot back. He put the guy in critical condition that started the shooting. The other two fled, and that stopped more people from getting killed. That is how this is portrayed by the media, however, is that this is two more people who were shot without understanding that this is probably, most likely, gang-related. Most of these shootings are. And also ignoring the fact that guns were also used to protect lives. It's just like any other technology. It can be used to take lives. It can be used to protect lives. And this is something that would not have happened a year ago. Chicago now allows concealed carry, and the veteran protected this lady as well as other people in the group from that person who is now charged with attempted murder. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight from Austin, InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. and bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.